Okay, so if you're expecting magic this morning, or origami, or juggling, you're in for a disappointment. This morning, of course, we're focusing on the Holy Spirit, and especially on how he equips his church. You'll remember that Paul gives us that wonderful picture of the body and all the different members, and they all have a different role to play. And to help us this morning, I'm going to be using something yellow and squishy. And it's not a banana, but it's one of these, a sponge. Now, isn't it amazing, the different variety of sponges that you can get? I brought a few this morning. By the way, did you hear about the sponge who couldn't put down the book he was reading? He was so absorbed. And what do you call an unfriendly sponge? A loofah. So, just like sponges, we come in all different shapes and sizes. We all have different roles and functions. So, some of us are thin, and some of us are not so thin. Some of us are shapely, nice curves. Some of us are maybe not so shapely. What else have we got? Oh yes, some of us are really, really flexible, and some of us are a bit more stiff. Some of us are tall, and some of us are short. Some of us have a smile on our face all the time. And some of us, I'm saying this tongue in cheek, may display the soft side of ourselves, but sometimes we also have an abrasive edge to us. So we're all different shapes and sizes, but we also have different functions. So for instance, we have a car sponge, a sponge for washing the floor, a sponge for wiping surfaces, a sponge for washing up, a sponge for washing the window, a sponge for scrubbing pans, and I think that's a decorating sponge. What you quite do with it, I don't know. Stippling or whatever you call it. Pardon? You wet the wallpaper. Oh, thank you. I know what to do with it now. But like all these different sponges, we all have a different purpose and role as well. If you think about it, it wouldn't be any good at all if all of us were musicians, or all of us were singers, or all of us were good at welcoming on the door, or whatever. We've all got a special role in the church to play, and all those roles are important. It's true that some roles are more upfront than others, but they are no less essential to the life of the church. And it's good to have a variety of each, obviously. Another thing that this can teach us is not to be envious of each other's gifts. It wouldn't be any good, would it, if this car sponge said, oh, I wish I was dainty like this little washing up sponge. Because if it was little and dainty, it wouldn't be any good for washing cars, would it? So just remember that God gives you a particular gift for a particular role. Now, all these sponges, like you and me, have a different function, a different role, but they all have something in common. What does a sponge need to be used? Water. It needs to be filled with water to be of use. And you and I can't do the things that God wants us to do in our own strength. We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, it says in the Bible to make sure that we fill ourselves with the right things, the right attitudes. If I soaked this sponge in milk and squeezed it, milk would come out. If I soaked it in dirty water would come out. Sponges are meant to be filled with clean water. And in a similar way, we need to root ourselves in Jesus, in God's word, in the Holy Spirit, so that things that come out of us, what we speak, what we do, what we think even, are honouring to God. And if you think about it too, a sponge needs to be regularly used. If I filled that sponge with water and then put it on the side, the water would eventually drain out, the sponge would dry out, and it would even maybe become, you know, smelly, absolutely useless. And sometimes God might give us particular gifts and we don't use them. And in a sense, that's a real, real waste. And if the gifts in a church aren't used, then we become ineffective, both as individuals and as a church. And finally, the end purpose of every sponge is to leave whatever it's used for clean and sparkling. We don't fill a sponge with use in order to make the sponge feel better. We do it in order to make the car clean or the windows clean. And so too, when we're given the Holy Spirit, it's not for our benefit, it's for the benefit of other people. God equips us with the things to do to carry out his mission of making disciples and of caring for one another within the family of God. So isn't it amazing what you can learn from a sponge? So next time you're washing the car or washing up and you've got a sponge in your hand, just think about the Holy Spirit filling you and ask God to fill you afresh.